Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, it's Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
We have a couple of popular stories today. In light of the Caitlyn Jenner story, which is definitely everywhere, one of the important things that she said that kind of got me a little was that she said, pain is kind of, for me, part of the pain of being me. She revealed that in the 80s, they attempted to start her transitioning process, taking her hormones to grow breasts, undergoing electrolysis to remove the beard, which lasted more than 2 years. And she made the decision not to take pain medication. It's a really painful process, that electrolysis regimen. And she said that she told herself, this is what you get for being who you are. Just take the pain. Which I would imagine that when she was Bruce Jenner, that's the kind of pain you deal with as a decathlon gold medal winner. You know, that being an athlete in any situation is painful, hard, dedication related. I mean, it's just really hard to be that kind and that caliber of an athlete. Aside from the pain of that regimen, which I can't even really imagine, one of the first procedures that males go undergo is that facial feminization surgery. We've done shows on it here. This is the surgical procedure that alters a masculine face to a more feminine shape through plastic surgery. The cost of that surgery is more than $22,000. It's really expensive. And she's done that now. If you saw the pictures, wow, she's gorgeous with the outfits that she's wearing in Vanity Fair. You know, those pictures are amazing, but they must have been really painful and hard to go through. So I can't even imagine that whole transitioning. I know somebody who is going through that process right now, changing from female to male. And so I'm going to keep you informed as to how these go, and we're going to keep you up to date as Caitlyn Jenner furthers her transition. It's a fascinating story. You know, she must have been going through a lot of pain over these years. She's made comments about when she was winning her gold medals and wearing a bra and underpants, and you can't even imagine in your head what must go through that confusion, that shame, that guilt. I just think that I give her so much credit for going through this and publicly going through it, which has got to be double the effect of how difficult. And there's so many people in this country going through this in their own private way, but it's got to be really much tougher to go through it in the public eye, where the scrutiny these days with media is severe. So we are not scrutinizing here at Radio MD. We are applauding the situation, applauding what she's done, you know, trying to empathize with the pain, and we will keep you up to date as she does go further. And another really good story is that John Kerry, Secretary of State, he had to cut his Europe trip short after breaking a leg in a bicycle accident. The State Department said that Mr. Kerry's bike struck a curb while he's cycling near in France. I applaud him for keeping fitness in top of mind. However, when you're in unfamiliar territory, and we've learned this on Train Your Body so many times, the best advice is to check out the terrain before you start your ride, and that distractions should really be kept to a minimum, and that, you know, curbs can be really downright dangerous for cyclers and walkers alike. So make sure you know your terrain, and we'll certainly keep an eye on that story as well. And for more information, links to these stories, you can always go to RadioMD.com, look up my Health Radio show page, and send in your suggestions for trending topics, breaking news, because we always love to have them. This is Melanie Cole for Health Radio in our breaking news segment. We have a lot coming up on the show today, so I'm glad you're with us. Hope you're enjoying it so far. I know that I am. It's a lot of fun. So stay tuned and stay well.